effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, it is Mountain Home basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Bentonville West 37-23. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline as we are getting ready to start these last 8 minutes of play. Martin takes the ball from the official, throws it in the pin, and we are underway. Throw gives it back to Martin. Bentonville West right now in a man-to-man defense. Now ball goes to Husky between the circles. Throws over to Martin near the right corner. She drills out to the wing. Now is going into the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin now in double figures with 11 points. 39-23 Mountain Home leading it as we are 30 seconds into this final quarter. Ball goes down to Curtis, down into Mahone in the paint for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Curtis. She can't get the foul to go, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 7:24 left in the game. That foul is on Kyra Penn. That is her third personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So we'll play to Curtis at the free throw line where so far she's 2-for-2 with 2 points. First free throw is up. No good. Kate Gilbert checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn, who again just picked up her third foul. One more free throw for Curtis. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two. She now has 3 points all from the charity, 3 points all from the charity stripe. And it is 39-24, Mountain Home leading it. Still inside the first minute of this final period. Here's Martin into the left side. Now she drills up to the top. Now goes to the right side of the paint. Kicks out to Husky in the corner. Her three-pointer good. Peyton Husky now with 15 points. 7 minutes left in the game. Mountain Home up 42-24. Here is Cash with the ball on the left side. Dribbles there on to the wing. Now throws up top to Wilson. Over to Wood on the right. She drills up to the top. Her pass to Wilson was mishandled, and then it was touched by Mountain Home. Lucky break there for Bentonville West as the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Lady Wolves inbounding the ball with 6:46 left in the game. Addison Yates checking out of the game, being replaced by Leah Jackson. 18-point Mountain Home advantage. It will be Wood triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Wilson in the paint. She does a turnaround move for a hook shot. No good. Offensive rebound for Curtis, and she's going to be fouled. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul, and that was the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put Bentonville West in the bonus. 6:42 left to play in the game as Curtis will inbound the ball on the baseline. 18-point Lady Bomber lead. Curtis looking to inbound it and still looking. Now she finally gets into Mahone on the left side. Then back to Curtis in the paint. She's going up for the layup. Her basket counts and she is fouled. Jada Curtis will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Emma Martin. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number seven against the Lady Bombers. Martin's going to have to check out of the game with her fourth foul, and she's replaced by Emily Payne. So with 6:36 left to play in the game, it is Curtis at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. So far, she's 3-of-4 from the free throw line with 5 points. Her free throw is up and in. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to 15. 42-27 is our score. Bentonville West going with a full court man right now. As Husky gets into the front court. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Now gives it to Jackson on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. She was all by herself. Good. Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. 45-27 Mountain Home leading it. 6:19 left in the game. Here is Cash dribbling to the left corner. She kicks out on the wing to Wood. Now to Curtis. She goes up for another shot off the glass and in. 8 points on the night for Jade Curtis off the bench. Here's Jackson back the other way going into the lane. Now she's going to be fouled well before her layup attempt. Jade Curtis picks up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Wolves. 6:01 left to play in this game as Mount Sonoma has the ball leading by 16. It will be Payne triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Trying to look for somewhere to go with it. Now she finally gets it to Foreman up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert dribbles a little bit. Now gives it to Foreman on the elbow. Throws it to Husky, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, does not go. Jackson gets offense rebound. She goes back up with that. She's fouled. And I believe Jada Curtis is done. I believe that's on her. That is her fifth foul. Jada Curtis will foul out of this game with 8 points. That's also the 13th foul against the Lady Wolves, so Curtis will have to take a seat for the rest of this contest, and she is replaced by Samantha White. Leah Jackson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. First free throw is up, no good. One more free throw coming for Jackson with 5:48 left in the game. Second shot for Jackson is up, and she gets one of two. She now has 4 points. Mariah Hudson checking into the game for Mount Sonoma for the first time tonight, replacing Kate Gilbert. Hudson, a 5'6 sophomore. 5:48 left to play in this game. It is Mount Sonoma leading 46-29. Here is Cash into the front court for the Lady Wolves. Dribbles toward the left side, now going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. Wilson comes up with the ball, though. She goes back up with it. She can't get the follow to go, and Mount Sonoma gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Here is Husky quickly into the front court, going into the lane. Kicks it to Foreman just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound, scramble for it. Now finally controlled by Bentonville West, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Peyton Husky picks up her second personal foul. That's the 18th foul against Mount Sonoma. So a 1-1 coming up for Bentonville West with 5:22 left to play. And it's going to be Samantha White at the free throw line. So far, she is 2 of 5 from the charity stripe with 6 points. Checking in the game for Bentonville West is Chloe Jones, as she's going to be replaced by, as she's going to replace Kelsey Wood, that is. So again, 1-1 opportunity for Samantha White with 5:22 left to play. First shot for White is up. No good. She misses the front end. And the rebound is controlled by Payne for the Lady Bombers. Here's Payne into the front court. She throws it to Jackson near the right corner. Now throws it up top to Husky. Drills toward the right side. Gives it to Jackson. Looking, trying to find Foreman on the low block, and finally does now. She's going to be fouled from behind by Shania Wilson. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four against Bentonville West. Evelyn Guevara checking into the game for Bentonville West for the first time tonight, replacing Anna Cash. Guevara, a 5'3 junior. 5:01 left to play in the game. Inbound pass will be triggered by Payne. She gets into Husky on the right wing. Down to Foreman in the paint. And it looks to make a move on Wilson. She goes up for the shot. May have been partially blocked. And the ball's still loose. Now finally controlled by Bentonville West with 4:50 left to play in this game. Here's Guevara dribbling into the front court. Gives it up top to Jones. On the right side of Jones. Now goes up top to White. And she throws to Wilson. She's fouled from behind. A reach-in foul on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Mount Sonoma. So this will be the last 1-1 of the night for Bentonville West. Kyra Penn checking into the game, replacing Anna Grace Foreman with 4:39 left to play. It will be Shania Wilson at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. She has 8 points so far this evening, all in the first quarter. First shot is up and good. So she earns the bonus, and if she gets this one, she'll be the first player in double figures for the Lady Wolves. Bentonville West has really gone cold in this second half. Second shot is up an inch, so she now has 10 after getting both. 46-31, Mount Sonoma leading it. It's a little over 4.5 minutes left to play. Here is Husky into the front court. Finds Hudson, back to Husky. Goes over to Payne on the left wing. Takes the screen from Penn. Now she's going to pull up at the free throw line. Her pass was stolen by Whit Malone. She goes back the other way for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for White. and she can't get to go, but she is fouled. That was the eighth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul, and that does put Bentonville West in the double bonus. So the two shots coming up for Samantha White. So far, she's 2 of 6 from the free throw line with 6 points. With 4:17 left to play, her first free throw is up and good. Emma Martin checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne. One more free throw coming up for White. Second shot is up, rolls around, does not go, and a foul's going to be called, a rebound on Shania Wilson. That is her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against Bentonville West. Kelsey Wood checking back into the game for the Lady Wolves, replacing Samantha White. 4:16 left to play as Mounts Home will inbound the ball, leading 46-32. Jackson will trade the inbound pass. Looks like a full-court zone press. No, I'm sorry, it's full-court man for Bentonville West. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it to Hudson in the right corner. Back to Husky. Now tucked to Martin. A little over 4 minutes left to play. Here is Martin starting to dribble toward the left side. Has the ball on the wing. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she'll give it to Husky there on the left. Husky looking to get some distance between her and her man. She'll throw it to Jackson on the right side. Her three-pointer, no good. Long rebound. It'll be chased down by Wilson, and back come the Lady Wolves. Wilson going up for the running jumper. No good. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and in. 12 points on the night for Shania Wilson. 46-34 with Mount Home leading with less than 3.5 minutes left, but Mount Home's kind of gone cold now. Here's Emma Martin by breaking their long scoring drive, going up between a bunch of defenders for the layup. Good. Emma Martin with 13 points. 48-34, Lady Bombers leading it with 3:10 left. Here is Guevara. Now Randy Richardson's going to take a timeout. And so we'll break with 3:09 left to play. It is Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 48-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled in sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Well, Mountain Home comes out on the floor. Bentonville West getting their last-second instructions from head coach Randy Richardson after calling that timeout. So they just have one timeout left. Mountain Home with two full timeouts and one 30-second timeout remaining. 3:09 left to play in this game. Bentonville West will inbound it with Mountain Home leading at 48-34. Cash takes the inbound pass. She checked in during the timeout, replacing Evelyn Guevara. Cash throws it to Jones on the left wing. Now goes up top to Wilson. Over to Mahone on the right. Her pass was knocked away by Hudson. She tried to save it in, but she saved it right into the hands of Wood. Now Wood has it on the right corner, getting it up top to Malone. Wilson. Her three-pointer, good. 15 points on the night for Shania Wilson. 48-37, Mounts Home's lead cut to 11 all of a sudden. 2:40 left, and back the other way, Emma Martin's going to be fouled. That foul is on Chloe Jones, her first personal foul. That's the last foul Bentonville West had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Anna Grace Foreman checking into the game, replacing Kara Penn for Mountain Home and for Bentonville West. Samantha White checking back in, replacing Chloe Jones. Martin takes an inbound pass from Hudson. Dribbles in into the lane, going up for the layup, loses her footing. Hudson gets her ball to keep possession for Mountain Home. She'll throw it up top to Jackson. Well, Jackson lost the handle of it. I'm sorry, Hudson. Now, Mountain Home does keep possession. Here is Martin with it on the right side. 2:18 left to play. Ball goes to Hudson in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Wilson for the Lady Wolves. They've got a chance to make it a single-digit lead, a single-digit margin. Here is Cash with the ball up at the top. She's going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around. Does not go. Wilson gets offense rebound. No good, but...
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/doctor.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Now it goes back up top. Now she's being double teamed. Ball knocked away by Bentonville West. Last touched by the Lady Wolves as the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Chloe Jones checking back into the game for the Lady Wolves as she'll replace Kelsey Wood. 1:37 left to play in this game as Mount Tunnel will inbound it, leading by 10. 48-38 is our score. Yates will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Husky at the top, and she's immediately fouled by Kelsey Mahone. That is Mahone's third personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the bonus, so Peyton Husky will be at the free throw line for the one-and-one opportunity. So far, she is one of two from the charity stripe with 15 points. Kelsey Wood checking back into the game for Bentonville West, with replacing Chloe Jones. 1:35 left to play in this contest. Now it's a 10-point lead for Mountain Home, but Husky at the free throw line for a chance to increase that, and she does earn the bonus after hitting the first free throw. One more shot coming for Peyton Husky. Second shot is up. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Wilson for the Lady Wolves. Here's Cash quickly into the front court. Throws over to White. Now down to Wilson on the low block, or the paint that is. She puts up the jumper, no good. White gets offense rebound. She goes back up with it. Her shot will not go, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Ashton Yates picks up her third personal foul. Two shots coming up for Samantha White. I believe right now she is 3 of 8 from the free throw line with 7 points. 1:22 left to play in this game. First shot for White is up and in. So if she hits this next one, it'll be a single-digit lead for Mountain Home. Mariah Hudson checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Addison Yates. And for Bentonville West, Chloe Jones will come in for Kelsey Wood. 1:22 left in this contest as White has one more free throw. And second shot is up, and she gets both. So she now has 9 points. It is a single-digit lead for Mountain Home. 49-40 our score with 1:22 left. Husky takes the inbound pass, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Foul is on Anna Cash. That's her second personal foul. So another one-and-one coming up for Peyton Husky. With 1:18 left to play, that took 4 seconds off the clock. Chloe Jones checking back out of the game, being replaced by Kelsey Wood. So Husky with another chance to make it a double-digit lead once again for the Lady Bombers. First shot is up and good, so she does earn the bonus here. She now has 17 points. One more free throw coming for Peyton Husky. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 18, 51-40, Mountain Home leading it with 1:18 left. Here is Cash back the other way for the Lady Wolves. Dribbles to the right wing. Gives up top to Wood. Back down to Wilson on the low block. She's going up for the layup off the glass and in. 51-42. Mount Tunnel's lead cut to single digits again, but Huskies fouled once again in the backcourt, and she'll head right back to the free throw line for one more 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 of the night for Mount Tunnel. That is the ninth team foul against Bentonville West, and that foul was called on Anna Cash. That is her third personal. Chloe Jones checking back into the game for Bentonville West, replacing Kelsey Wood. Those two are doing an offense-defense switch with each other. Huskies' free throw is first free throw is up. No good. Missed the front end. But Martin gets the offensive rebound, and now she's going to be fouled. And so she'll go to the line for two because that puts Mount Sonoma in the double bonus. Kelsey Mahone picks up her fourth personal foul, 10th team foul against Bentonville West. So Emma Martin at the free throw line, where so far she's one of two with 13 points. 59.2 seconds left. Martin's first free throw is up. No good. Kelsey Wood checking back in, replacing Chloe Jones. Again, 59.2 seconds left on the clock. Martin with one more chance to make it a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two on that trip. Two of four from the night with 14 points. 52-42, Mountain Home lead. Here's Cash throwing it to Wood in the right corner. Now to White. Now up top to Wilson. Wilson dribbles into the paint, going up for the running jumper. No good. And a scramble for the rebound. And now a jump ball is going to be called, I believe. It is going to be Bentonville West basketball on the possession arrow with 42.4 seconds left. Leah Jackson coming into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Mariah Hudson. 42.4 again left on the clock. It's a 10-point Lady Bomber lead. And before we before they inbound it, Bentonville West is going to take their last time out. We'll break with 42.4 seconds left. Mount Sonoma up 52-42. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
42.4 seconds left to play. Bentonville West takes their last timeout of the game as Mountain Home leads 52-42. It will be Kelsey Mahone triggering the inbound pass on the baseline for the Lady Wolves right under their basket. And she takes the ball from the official, throws it into Cash in the right wing. She'll take the screen from Wilson. Now gives it to Mahone on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is... Well, looked like Payne had it for a moment. She just couldn't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bombers. And Bentonville West will once again inbound it on the baseline. 33.9 seconds left. Samantha White will trigger the inbound pass this time. Gets into Cash on the left wing. Now she dribbles towards the paint. 28 seconds left. She'll kick it out to Wilson. Wilson going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around. Does not go. Penn gets the rebound. She'll throw it to Payne. 20 seconds left. Now gives it to Martin. And now she's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 17.6 seconds left. Emma Martin will go back to the free throw line. So far she's 2 of 2 with 14 points. 2 of 4, that is, with 14 points. That is fouls on Shania Wilson. That is her fourth personal foul. Again, Mount Home already in the double bonus. So Martin takes the ball from the official. Will put up her first free throw in just a second. First shot is up and good. One more free throw for Martin. Second shot is up, and she gets both. It's a 12-point lead for Mount Home with 17 seconds left. Here is Cash into the front court for the Lady Wolves. She'll take the screen, goes towards the lane, now kicks out to Mahone. 8 seconds left. Now throws it up top to Wood. Wood going into the lane. She loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the turnover. Sixth turnover of the night against the Lady Wolves. 1 second left, and this clock is going to run out, and Mount Home is going to secure the 12-point victory. Our score, Mountain Home defeating Bentonville West by 54-42. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit KnoxOrthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.